Chapter 11. The World of Business. Unit 21. What is right or wrong for business? When individuals engage in any kind of behavior, they tend to carefully monitor the impact that it will have on others. In general, they are guided by a system of morals that disallows actions that may harm people. This is not to say that people do not at times do bad things by choice or by foolishness. There are some people who will completely disregard the well-being of others. For the most part, however, people tend to behave in an ethical way. Corporations, on the other hand, can be made up of hundreds, even thousands of people. Decisions that affect others in bad ways cannot always be traced to one individual. This makes it easier for corporations as a whole to engage in unethical behavior. Indeed, some argue that the whole purpose of the corporation is to make the most money that it can for owners or investors. They say it is therefore unethical for the corporation to engage in activities that work against its ability to make profits. Some consider ethics and profitability to be at odds with each other. However, this is not always the case. How the public views a corporation's ethics can impact its image and ultimately its earnings. Many concerned citizens refuse to do business with corporations that engage in what they see as unethical business practices. For example, many people may avoid buying shoes from a company after they learn that the company operates sweatshops which employ children. On a large scale, this is called a boycott. A group of people get together and decide to stop using a product or a service in order to pressure the corporation into changing its practices. Boycotts can be quite effective. Thus, corporations cannot ignore public perception completely. This would affect their bottom line. In addition, laws are in place that demand corporations obey certain ethical principles. Failure to follow these laws can result in significant fines, lawsuits, or even the loss of a business license. Simply obeying the law, however, does not mean that a corporation is being ethical. For example, large corporations may operate in several countries with different sets of laws governing business practices. Therefore, depending on which country they run their business in, they can set different corporate standards. Even when certain practices are not illegal in one country, they may still be considered unethical in another country where the corporation does business. Returning to the example of shoe manufacturers, many of them operate their sweatshops in countries that do not have laws protecting workers' rights. For example, some countries do not have laws against employing children. On the other hand, this practice is still seen as unethical for a corporation doing business in countries where child labor laws exist. Just as poor ethical practices can lead to consumer protest or boycott, socially responsible corporations may inspire positive feelings among consumers. Again, ethical practices need not reduce profits. In fact, they may increase them. Not all ethical dilemmas are as black and white as the issue of child labor. When faced with a gray issue, decision makers must look at who benefits from one course of action and who benefits from another course of action. For example, a company's executives might be considering investing in a new system of production that is both more efficient and environmentally friendly. However, because it is more efficient, some workers will lose their jobs if the system is implemented. The decision makers are presented with an ethical dilemma. Setting up the new system is ethically responsible in terms of protecting the environment. On the other hand, the corporation could end up turning loyal employees out of their jobs by implementing the system. The very people who have helped make the corporation what it is end up cut off from benefits of the corporation's success. Ethical concerns often do not have one simple answer that is fair or just. However, observers note that when decision makers consider justice above profits and legality, they usually make the most ethical decision.